Today, we'd like to see the title of deadly sins in Leviticus chapter 20, verses 1 to 27. To online world people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, again, you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel, or of the strangers who dwell in Israel, who gives any of his descendants to Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. What was the heart of those who gave their children to Moloch? And what commandment is violated? Question 2, in verses 10 to 21. They are listed sexual sins, which are mostly subject to death penalty. And why were the sins so harsh in the Old Testament time? Question 3, in verse 26, and you shall be holy to me, for I the Lord am holy, and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine. What is God's intention, and how should we live in the New Testament time? In the last time we studied Leviticus chapter 19, but verse 2 says, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. So to be holy is to set apart from the world or iniquity and to cling to the Lord. First one, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, again, you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel or of the strangers, aliens who dwell in Israel, who gives any of his descendants or his children to Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. He shall be subject to death penalty. What is Moloch? Moloch is a fire god, a branch idol whose face is like a calf or cow, and hands like a man stretched out in order to receive infant sacrifice, so among fire. Initially, Ammonite God was introduced into Israel. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 26, God told to Ezekiel about the Israel people, and I pronounced them unclean because of their ritual gifts, in that they caused all their firstborn to pass through the fire, that I might make them desolate, and that they might know that I am the Lord. So Moloch sacrifice as the worship is giving your infant, your child, to branch idol God, of Moloch. Also, Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Actually, they violated the first commandment of the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods before me. So Israel people, so have another god over Moloch. Also, that violated actually Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, verse 18. See, I have said before you today, life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God. So basically God said, if you love your God, then to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgment, that you may live and multiply. So if you love God, you would keep his word. But because you do not love God, therefore you put another god, Molech. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are thrown away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to do in and possess. So basically their heart, which means those who worship Molech God's heart, those people's heart is turned away from God. So which meaning they didn't love the Lord their God. Also in the New Testament time, Matthew 22, 37, Jesus said, the first greatest commandment, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. 1 John chapter 5, verse 2, in summary, by this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandment. So we love God, so then, in effect, we keep God's commandment, then we love the children of God. 1 John chapter 4, 16, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. So then verse 3, I will set my face against dead man, Molech, idol worshiper, and will cut him off from his people. So, which means kill him, because he has given some of his descendants to Molech, infant sacrifice or child sacrifice, to defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name. Because as a child of God, he gave his child to idol Molech. And if the people of the land should in any way hide their eyes from the man, when he gives some of his descendants to Molech, and they do not kill him, then I will set my face against the dead man and against his family, and I will cut him off from his people and all who prostitute themselves with him to commit harlotry with Molech. So basically, God commanded those people should be subject to death penalty, but you avoid disregarding, you also liable to be death penalty as well. So God said, whore themselves with him, commit harlotry or commit whoredom with Molech. God considered those people commit spiritual adultery because God and Israel relationship is like the husband and wife relationship, as well as Jesus and church relationship. Verse 6, and the persons who turned to mediums or wizards and familiar spirits to prostitute or to whore himself with them. So relationship with evil spirit as well as with God, that's considered spiritual adultery. I will set my face against the dead person and cut him off from his people. That means they also subject to death penalty. One example, Manasseh, the evil king, the son of Hezekiah, the king. 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 6. Also, Manasseh, the king, made his son pass through the fire. So Manasseh offered his son to Molech, a branch of idol god, practiced soothsaying, used witchcraft, and consulted spirits and mediums. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. So for future guidance, Manasseh asked familiar spirits, mediums. But for us, God's guidance in His word, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean upon your own understanding or not any human understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him is there. You should be conscious of God's presence always. Acknowledge Him, and God shall direct your paths. So that's why the Holy Spirit is the leader of all Christians. So we should follow His direction and His word. Then, verse 7, consecrated or sanctify your service. That means make your service holy, set apart. Therefore, be holy, because I am the Lord your God. So you should set apart by yourself from the iniquity, the world, then cling to, belong to God. And you shall keep my statute and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. So God is a sanctifier. God make you holy. So we should be full of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is molding you, sanctifying you, most like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9, for everyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Whoever curses his or her parents rather than honor them shall surely be put to death, shall be subject to death penalty. That's the first commandment on the earth, the fifth commandment of 10 commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The fifth commandment of 10 commandments. On the earth, the first commandment, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. So, first commandment up to fourth commandment about God, God's relationship. The fifth commandment up to 10th commandment about neighbors' relationship on the earth. Then, verse also verse 9, second part. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood shall be upon him, which means he shall be subject to death penalty. Now, verses 10 to 21, sexual sins. Yesterday, one sister in Christ, she told me, today, how come many people talk about sex rather than about God? So today is the world, really corrupted the world. She mentioned that. Verse 10, the man who commits adultery with another man's wife. Adultery is the seventh commandment. Exodus chapter 20. Verse 14, you shall not commit adultery. So one example, David the king, 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 4. Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity. That means by washing her body. And she returned to her house. So that is Bathsheba, is adultery. Adultery in the Old Testament time, subject to death penalty. But deadly sin does not mean unpardoned sin. Unpardoned sin is unrepented unbelief in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior until either death or rapture, or the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven man, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven man. Will not forgive man. Because the Pharisees, Jesus' miraculous work, they said is that miraculous work worked by Beelzebub. Beelzebub, which means the king of Satan. So, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even deadly sin, you may repent your sin in the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus' blood shed already forgave you know, any sin. So you are seeking God's forgiveness. Verse 11, the man who lies with his father's wife, incestuous relationship with his mother or his father's concubine, has uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Very harsh too. Verse 12, if a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have committed perversion or confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. Another incestuous relationship. How about incestuous relationship with his daughter? Genesis chapter 19, verses 35-38. Then they made their father, Lot, drink wine that night also, and the younger daughter arose and lay with him, Lot, their father, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. Then both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger daughter, she also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the people of Ammon to this day. So then verse 13, if a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, homosexuality, gay or lesbian, both of them have committed an abomination, hated thing by God, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Verse 14, if a man marries a woman and her mother, plurality of marriages, double marriages, you could not marry both the mother and her daughter. It is a wickedness. They shall be burned with fire, subject to death penalty through fire. Both he and they, there may be no wickedness among you. If a man mates with an animal, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal and mates with it, you shall kill the woman and the animal or beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. So man, bestiality, and woman, bestiality, subject to death penalty as well. Verse 17, if a man takes his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, incestuous relationship, his sister, or his half-sister, subject to death penalty. It is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off or shall be slain in the sight of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his guilt. Verse 18, if a man lies with a woman during her sickness and uncovers her nakedness, he has exposed her flow or her fountain, and she has uncovered the flow of her blood, both of them shall be cut off from their people. Unclean sexual relationship in menstruation. Both parties are subject to death penalty. Verse 19, you shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor of your father's sister. Incestuous relationship with an aunt, either by mother or father's side, they shall bear their guilt. If a man lies with his uncle's wife, incestuous relationship with an aunt, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they shall bear their sin. They shall die childless, subject to death penalty. Verse 21, if a man takes his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's naked. They shall be childless. This is a case is barred, not is not the state subject death penalty, but the exception. This is an incestuous relationship, his brother's wife, but except a decedent elder brother's wife case, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 5. If brothers dwell together and one of them dies and has no son, the widow of the dead man, elder brother, shall not be married to a stranger outside the family. Her husband's younger brother shall go into her, take her as his wife, and perform the duty of his elder brother, husband's brother, to her. So that is an exception. So question 2, verses 10 to 21, they are listed sexual sins which are mostly subject to death penalty. And why were the sins so harsh in the Old Testament time? Because God created in order, not confusion or not perversion. Number 2, God, in order the family sanctity or family holiness, so sexual relations with others, so the descendant, so they computed order of the family. Number 3, Messiah coming from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David. So God wants to keep genealogy in purity. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, God is not the author of confusion or perversion, but of peace or in order, as in all the churches of the saints. Verse 40, let all things be done decently and in order. Also, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31-32, husband and wife considered as sanctity, holiness, the extending children as well. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two, male and female, shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery between husband and wife, that is marital privilege, confidential privilege. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she reverence her husband. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, Jesus said, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophet. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. So we are living in New Testament time, grace. So we should see all the Testament law work. But grace, we should see the spirit of law rather than the letter of law. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Who also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, not all the covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit, because the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. So therefore, in the New Testament time, you have a heart to see a woman or a man that is adultery feeling, so you already commit adultery, because really matter of heart. So, like orderly use the knife for a meal, the orderly sexual pleasure between husband and wife is a blessing, while like disorderly use the knife to murder, the disorderly sexual pleasure outside husband and wife is a curse, resulting in self-destruction. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18, 19. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth as a loving deer and a graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you at all times and always be enraptured with her love. Verse 22. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and perform and do them, that the land where I am bringing you to dwell may not vomit you out, that Canaanite land, and you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation, of the pagan nation, which I am casting out before you, because they commit all the things, and therefore I abhor them, I hate them. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey, the promised land of Canaan. I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the people. That means to be holy. You shall therefore distinguish between clean animal and unclean animal, between unclean birds, clean. You shall not make yourselves abominable by beast or by bird or by any kind of living thing that creeps on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. Then meaning God make you holy, separating from unclean thing. Question 3, verse 20 says, and you shall be holy to me, because I, the Lord, am holy. This is the main theme. Separate you from the unclean things, because God is holy. In the New Testament time, all born-again Christians should be holy. Why? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19-20. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Jesus shed blood. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's owner. Owner is God. Galatians chapter 2, 21. So we should live in this way. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, which means I who live for myself, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh or in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So our life consciousness of God. So we are living for God's pleasure, not for my pleasure. Have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine. Then the last verse 27, a man or a woman who is a medium or a wizard or who has a familiar spirit shall surely be put to death. So that because they have a relationship with the evil spirit, spiritual adultery, they shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Let's see each question in brief. Question 1, in verse 2, again you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel, who gives any of his descendants to Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. What was the heart of those who gave their children to Moloch? Their heart turned away from God. And what commandment is violated? The first commandment of the Ten Commandments, you shall have no God before me. That is another one they violated. To love God with all your heart, the first, the best. Question 2, in verse 10 to 21, they are listed the sexual sins which are mostly subject to death penalty. And why were the sins so harsh in the Old Testament time? Because God is author of peace. God is author in order. So second reason, God wants to keep family as a sanctity and holiness. Husband and wife is the core element over family, over church, over society. So that one. Third one, God wants to keep the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, genealogy, and purity, because through them, Messiah Christ is coming. Question 3, in verse 26, and you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy and have separated you from the peoples, the pagan peoples, that you should be mine. What is God's intention? Because God is holy, so you should be holy. So therefore, you should be separated from iniquity, pagan practice, the world, cling to God. And how should we live in the New Testament time? Because we were bought to the Lord by Jesus' bloodshed. So therefore, the Holy Spirit who lives in every Christian, so we should live by faith of the Lord Jesus Christ who loves us so much. Let's sing song all together at the bulletin, last song.